And when you come to our side of the line, what do we find? We find that all of the major religions in our world have come from the Near East, from that great Levantine zone. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are the chief religions in this world, and they've all come from the same base, namely the biblical base. And in this system, what is said is, God creates the world, and they are not the same. They are, in essence, different from each other. The creator and the created are different. It's a quite different picture. So that, in our religions, what we seek is to achieve not a sense of identity with the divine. We wouldn't say, or we shouldn't say, according to the Orthodox view, I am God. What we have to do is find a relationship to God. These are two totally different religious worlds. In our world, one seeks a relationship. In the Oriental world, one seeks to realize inside, not just think about it, to realize identity. Identity not only in yourself, but in that out there as well. But it's an identity that goes past your vision. If you say, I as I stand here am God, this is insane. This is altogether wrong. But it's I as I have no idea about myself. I in my depth. I as this thing am God. The word God isn't any good anymore in that context. So you could just say, there is no God. Or you could say, there both is and is not. I have one friend who, when people ask him, do you believe in God? He answers, if you do, I don't. If you don't, I do. The ABCs of this problem aren't good enough. It's a deep, deep mystery. Now let us take another aspect of this. We're going to turn to the West now, our own world, where we have, as I say, two domains, the Near East and Europe. From the Near East have come our religions. When you have two terms, God and man, there is a final problem. To whom is your ultimate loyalty? Are you loyal to God, or are you loyal to man? In the Near East, the loyalty is to God. And this is magnificently rendered in the book of Job. That is the great hero book of the Old Testament. God in this case behaved outrageously. There's no excuse for it in human terms. As Gilbert Murray, the old professor, the old classical professor, once said, it's as though you made a bet with your friend, God made a bet with the devil, you remember, that you could torture your pet dog and he'd never bite. So God makes a bet with the devil that this good man can be abused and this good man will never turn from God. And that's right. Job never did. But Job certainly was puzzled. And his friends came to him and they said, you must have been bad. You know what happened. His whole family was taken away, the house knocked down. He himself got sick and then boiled and everything else. He's finally sitting on a dust bin. And his friends come to talk about, Job, what have you been doing? And he said, no, indeed. And he was right. The reason this was happening to him was because he was a good man. It's a rather upsetting story. Well, holding to his guns, you might say, he challenged God, and God showed himself, and you know what happened. Did God say, look here, I had a bet with this friend of mine, and you've done just fine. I'm going to give you another family, and it's all right. That's not what God said. Did God try to justify himself? He didn't try that either. He said, are you big? I am. Could you fill Leviathan's nose with harpoons? I did. Try it. In other words, who is little man with his puny powers of thought and reason and judgment to challenge the universe to be righteous as a man would be, to attribute human justice to the universe, to attribute any human quality to the universe? Who are you to do a thing like that? The universe is a mystery, and I'm it. And Job said, I've heard of thee. Now I behold thee, and I cover my head with ashes. I despise myself. He renounced his human judgment in the face of the mystery. Now when we turn to Europe, the Greeks, the Romans, the Celtic and Germanic people, no Greek would ever have done that. You know what happened to Zeus when he didn't behave decently? The Greeks despised him. There's that story of Prometheus. Zeus pinned him to a rock because he cheated Zeus once in favor of man. And a little company of ambassadors comes, and they say, look here, Prometheus, if you just apologize, the old boy will let you go. Now, Zeus was big, too. He could fill Leviathan's nose with harpoons. But what did Prometheus say? He said, you tell Zeus I despise him. Let him do as he likes. I care less than nothing for Zeus. We know what happened to the Greek gods. When they didn't behave righteously, when they didn't behave as a decent human being would, the Greeks diminished them. Well, you wouldn't dare threaten them or insult them, but you didn't honor them. What you honored were human values. This we call the humanistic point of view.